Welcome back, everybody, to Sin Vergüenza, the motherfucking podcast. I'm your main host, Ale, and I'm joined alongside by my co-host,
Mr. Anonymous.
And today is, well, for, oh, right now it's 333, not another episode with angel numbers. So whether it's just for me or whether it's for somebody here, just know right now is 333. All right, this episode comes out on the 12th, second week into June, and the heat is fucking hitting, and it's hitting hard. Do you think that each year we go by, it gets a little hotter? Because I feel like that's what's been going on.
No, but I feel like each year it takes longer for the heat to come in. Mm. I feel like winter is becoming a lot longer than summer is.
God bless. God bless. I love winter, but then, like, it was getting a little depressing for a while, like, when the sun wouldn't come out. Can't even English today. It would get sad when we didn't have that much sunlight during our day. So, like, by the time when most of us got out of work, we only had, like, 2 hours of sunlight, but we still had a shit ton of stuff to do. Like, at least now, like, by the time dinner is done and stuff, like, last time we had dinner outside and it was, like, sunset and it was pretty and, you know, not too hot, but, you know, it was good.
Yeah, it's just too hot to do hooligan shit right now.
I think this year, though, a shit ton more mosquitoes are here. That's for sure.
Last year was grasshoppers.
I feel like there's so much more mosquitoes right now. Do grasshoppers kill mosquitoes or something? Is that why? Hopefully they do.
They kill hella shit, but I don't know about flies.
Well, yeah, this summer brought a shit ton more mosquitoes. Right now I've seen that in Death Valley, it's like 112. That there's literally a dome of heat, like, covering Utah, Nevada. There's Death Valley, and, like, it was covering a, like, there's a big-ass dome right now of heat covering a couple of places.
It's just Jesus out there playing with the magnifying glass.
He's like, what are the Mormons up to today?
Okay.
What hood rat shit is going on in Vegas tonight? Anybody want a link? But, all right, guys. I want to first off thank the Academy and thank God for yesterday, because yesterday was First Friday and we had to go record for our couples. That's our hotspot for to go get some couples to, you know, what happens in Vegas segment. So, dude, the second that we fucking got there, I was already sweating. I looked oily. Like, I wore a dress and it was still not enough breeze coming through. Like, it was bad, but thankfully, we only took like 2 hours to get our couples, huh? Usually, it does take us a little bit longer. And that's with us still like sitting fucking around doing shit. Oops, sorry, y'all. Let me mute my phone.
Very unprofessional.
But, oh my gosh, you guys. This is our first summer recording What Happens in Vegas, huh?
Yeah, we started it November. Like
winterish time.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all. This is our first summer recording What Happens in Vegas during the summer, and let me tell y'all,
heat happens in Vegas.
Oh my God, it was fucking bad. I went up to so many people oily. There was, I don't know whether these little fucking girls don't have sweat glands or some shit, but we had a couple of young couples, and these bitches did not break a sweat. Their face was dry, their makeup was good. I don't fucking know, but they were not breaking a sweat, and we were hot, so what it would be like to be like them. But, oh, the summertime really brought out Vegas, too, because First Friday was way more packed than what it's been lately, huh? Like, it's been...
It was extra.
It was so much people this First Friday here in Vegas.
There was, like, cops running in and out of the fucking place.
Dude,
and shit.
Like, the first 30 minutes we were there, we seen a fight. Some group of girls were yelling out that some guy was, you know, the R word and stuff, and it got really intense. We thought there was going to be a fight and shit.
I thought there was going to be hands thrown. I was ready for it.
So tell me why. Anytime there's always like a fight somewhere, I'm like, ooh, let me go see. Yesterday when I was getting closer, I'm like, hell no, maybe I shouldn't, because shots want to get fired. So, I don't know. I feel like now, anytime I do see something like that, it's, like, hard to fight the chismosa in me or, like, the smart bitch in me that's, like, bitch, shots might get thrown right now. Like, you need to go.
It's funny that, like, as soon as everybody's seen the cops running, you've seen, like, a huge group of people just start, like, fast walking towards over there.
Yeah, like, they not were, trying like, to make like, their obvious. Backup and shit. Like, oh, we got you, Sarge. Like, pinches metiches. It was all the fucking Hispanics, too. All the other, like, white people just brought out their phones. Oh, my gosh. And then there was this. So, this is another First Friday where they had, like, the Palestine. I always forget this damn word. Where they have their posters and stuff.
It's a riot.
No, don't make fun of this. A protest.
A protest, yeah.
So they had another Palestine protest. It wasn't as intense as the last one. It was more like just signs, you know, people like showing the statistics within all the numbers of what's been going on and stuff. And some fucking un viejo güero, I don't know why he was doing this, but like, he just started, him and his girlfriend, like, they were, like, I don't know. They were giving me the ick. They were trying to be funny and cool, like, saying dumb shit and pulling out their phones and making fun of the people. Like, if you don't agree with what they're fighting for, shut the fuck up and walk away. Why are you gonna sit here and try to, like, bully somebody? Like, bro, is your dick that little that you need to get off by fucking torturing people who are literally, like, trying to fight against people like you? Like, mean people for no fucking reason. Like, what they were doing was they literally were all standing there quietly holding their signs. One of their signs had like the numbers and stuff, and this guy just comes recording and talking shit to them. Like, you really gotta be like, you gotta have something really far up your ass for you to just walk up to somebody who ain't doing shit to you, not saying shit to you, not coming up to you at all, for you to come up and press an issue on somebody like that and record them and do weird shit. Like, I'm sorry. Like, no matter what the cause is, like, let's say if it was the opposite side, you know what? Whatever. Like, if you don't agree, walk away. But why are you gonna sit here and argue with somebody when they already don't, you guys already don't believe in the same shit? So just walk away from each other. It's so fucking stupid.
To me, it was just,
it's childish.
It was just funny when his girl, like, started walking away.
And she was like,
shut up, bitch.
She said, she told this one girl on the Palestine side, she's like, shut up, bitch. Da-da-da-da-da. But as soon as she said it, she ran right behind her boyfriend. I'm like, that is some pussy ass shit, bro. Like, she looked older than the girl that she was saying it to, though. Because the ones that were protesting were like kind of like teens ish, no? Like late, early teens. I'm not sure.
Probably, yeah.
They still looked young. And then the two people that were fucking with them were like, late 20s, early 20s, I don't
like mid 20s.
Yeah, they were like somewhere there. So they're like fucking with some teenagers, like, oh, look at you, your fucking dick so big, fucking stupid asses. I don't know, y'all. It's just, if it's so fucking stupid to me when I see some, like, it's literally Karens. They're fucking Karens. That's what it was. They were fucking Karens, and they were drunk and they thought they were tough. Meantime, they both ran away from children, like, big fucking whoop. It was a big ass crowd of them too, so bro, imagine like you getting jumped by some teenagers, you and your girl. That's embarrassing. That is fucking embarrassing. Embarrassing and well deserved. But yeah. They brought out more food trucks too for First Friday, y'all. I don't know if they're not doing no more like live performances.
They did.
I don't know. I didn't see their stage, because usually where their stage is at, they just put a shit ton of more food trucks. We saw the, it's Flipping Grill Hibachi, guys. It's not hibachi time. The hibachi food truck that we keep talking about is called Flipping Grill Hibachi. You said it wrong last time. Yeah. But we do recommend them, guys. They were at First Friday last night. I really thought you were going to get something, but we ate dinner before we left, huh?
Yeah.
I made, for my first time, guys, I made some, might as well just talk about our week. So this week, didn't really do nothing crazy. Birthday was pretty cool. It was Thursday, the day after the, oh, this is our 60th episode, guys. Cheers. So it was pretty cool. I was at work all day. It was pretty much whatever at work. But then when I got out of work, it was nice. We had some cake. I got some surprises. And this whole time I was just like, I'm dreading the fact that I'm getting older. Like, I did not want my birthday to come. I hate when my birthday's here. It's not till like the week of or the day of where I'm finally like, oh, this is something cool. Like, this is something good. Because the whole time before that, I'm just like, my anxiety was up the fucking roof. Like, I had the rashes all over my legs. Like, I started feeling like my mouth getting all fucked up because I chew on that shit. Like, it's just so bad. And then the day of, I was finally like, I finally came to the conclusion that this year, as I make my way around the sun, I like when people say that now. They started saying like another year around the sun or something like that. That's what they started saying. I feel like this year that I'm now 24, I want to work on, what did I say I want to work on?
Hopefully it's your memory.
I want to go ahead and get out of my comfort zone with my style. I want to do something a little more different than just wearing all black shit. I want to get out there a little more with my style, which means like accessorizing more, doing different things with my hair. I need to buy little like rubber band things because I've already seen some cute hairstyles I want to try. I'm growing out my hair, I guess. We'll see what happens with that. If I don't like it long, I'll just burn it all with bleach and dye my hair like I've been wanting to. What else? I also want to go ahead and actually, like, I want to invest in, like, actual cute jewelry for myself. Like, I have jewelry, but, like, it's all just shit that I buy at stores. I actually want to get myself, like, some real rings. Was it Kevin Hart that had that tennis necklace I really liked?
The tennis chain?
Was it him?
I think
so. Oh, my God, guys. If y'all saw Kevin Hart on Tom Brady's roast, his necklace was so fucking pretty. And then there was this girl at work, too. She had, like, a fat-ass Cuban link, but it was iced out. And, like, she said she got that shit at the swap meet. I was like, bro, that shit's so fucking sexy for being some swap meet jewelry. Like, I want that. So, definitely, like, the iced out, like, silver has been catching my eye. So, want to get something like that shit. If it's from the swap meet and looks that good, I don't give a fuck. I'll get that shit from the swap meet.
Till you get one of those guys pulled up on you that says, let me check your eyes.
I'm going to be straight up. Bitch, it's fake. I got it at the swap meet. I don't know. Maybe one of them is like real. Let me know if it is. Shit. So I do definitely want to do that. I also want to spread. I want to spread more love. I feel like just seeing everything going on right now, seeing, you know, obviously we were just talking about with Palestine and everything, seeing how, like, I have a sibling going into middle school now, and I remember middle school was a shit show for me, so I want to go ahead and spread more love and spread more, like, kind, like, I want to kill them with kindness, I guess. Like, I went ahead this, for my birthday, Flower took me out to some drinks at night, some can of cocktails over at Nuwu. I've been obsessed with them lately. And I was just like, anytime somebody would come to the table, I'd just be like, hey, what's your name? So shout out to Betsy at Nuwu. She was nice. Karina was nice. Apparently there was a third girl that I missed. Oops. I didn't notice a third girl. Oh no, she just came and left. So I don't know her, but shout out to her. So yeah, I just really want to be like more connected and more grounding. And honestly, like, I feel like I'm at the age to where I really feel like now what I really want to do is just any negative shit, I'm just not even going to put the effort into it. Not even going to argue with it, fight with it. I want to go ahead and be peace, like, have my own peace of mind and not worry about anybody's other shit. And if they're giving me shit, well then bye. Like, you know, just be in my own little bubble with my bubble people, because y'all big backs.
Okay,
Savannah got that word stuck in my head.
Bruh.
Yeah, how about your week?
I went to
Sprouts for my first time. It's pretty expensive, but they had, like, so much yummy varieties. I got some cornbread that they made there. So yummy. Some cherries. Oh, some crackers. Good stuff there. But pricey, but good stuff. I got five things, and it totaled out to, like, $30. So that, and it was literally like bread, crackers, and fruit. So that's crazy. But yeah, so now I'm done. There you go.
Here's something to think about. Go to a farmer's market like Sprouts or shit like that and bite into a strawberry, and then go into like a Walmart and bite into the strawberry.
I don't want to do that.
And tell me what color the middle is.
I don't want to do that.
Why?
I'm scared.
They say that like real strawberries from like farmer's markets, the inside is red.
And the other ones are white on the middle, huh?
Yeah.
That's like Tina. Do you know Bob's Burgers? Oh, just seen a video of her because she has like social anxiety. So when people are asking her stuff, she'll just go,
Bruh.
That's what I felt like right now. Oh.
But for my week, nothing too crazy. First Friday was pretty cool. Your birthday was fun.
We had sushi.
Went to go get sushi. Oh, yeah.
You tried soju?
Sake.
But the flavor was soju, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know the flavors. One was mango, dude, which I don't know where it's at.
So fucking delicious. You know where the mango one went? It's in the fridge.
Yeah, I got a mango sake it and I got a strawberry sake.
Y'all.
And if you guys never had it before, I tried it cold. I know you can get it hot, but
ew.
It's pretty good. Like the flavor of it is like the actual flavor on the bottle. So if you get strawberry, it really tastes like strawberry and hardly any alcohol. So they're pretty good.
But it smells so much like it.
Yeah.
I was so tempted to just take a little sip. It smells so good.
But other than that, nothing really interesting. Just work. It's been hot.
Shout out to my uncle for getting us dinner. That sushi smacked. Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing special about First Friday?
Not really. Just the fights that we seen that stood out.
I seen when the cops ran the first time. I don't know what they were running to though.
Well, no, I'm saying like that whole group of girls thing, and then the other guy and his lady. So the almost fights.
Oh yeah. I just forgot we did talk about two fights. You're right.
Bruh.
Yeah, that girl is a pussy. I just had to say it again because it was so. Did you see it when I see it when she talked shit and literally just ran behind her man?
Yeah,
I seen that. That was just so fucking funny seeing that shit. Oh my god, y'all make me laugh, man. Y'all really do fucking make me laugh. But yeah, all right. So that's that. You want to go ahead and just jump into our first segment now?
Yeah.
All right, so I have my Safari pulled up because some of these words are really hard to say, y'all. So mind your business if you hear Siri telling me some shit. All right, so this segment is Uncontrolled Woman. And within this segment, we go on this period app called Flow. Flow is an app that helps you track your periods. It has a woman's chat room so us girls can have some girl talk up in there and also learn as we're doing it. And then there's a segment, a little section of it to where it's just learning about the body, learning about the functions, the stuff that hurts us, the stuff that can help us, why we hurt, where we hurt, what colors are what, you know, just a little bit of everything about ourselves. And sometimes it even applies to the men. So with today's topic, it's going to be, if you guys are kind of like quick to get grossed out, just go down to the timestamps and you can skip this. Men, this one doesn't really concern you. Honestly, I'm not sure if it does. This looks like it's just for the women. If you do have something similar with yourself, I suggest you look that up. And just keep in mind, this is a woman-based segment. So what causes pimples on the vagina and vulva and how to treat them? Dun-dun-dun. Yeah. Why are you looking at me like that?
It's just because it's like, I never heard about that. Like actual zits on.
Yes, well, you have.
I don't know what.
Well, you've seen them.
Vulva is.
Guys, so I'm not even going to say anything. The vulva?
Yeah, that's what you said, right?
Yeah. So it's basically around it.
Oh.
All right. So the first one is going to be, hold on. Folliculitis. All right. So folliculitis, it causes small, red, painful bumps, but it's the most common type of pimple that's on the labia. So it's caused by bacteria entering the pubic hair follicle, and it's just basically going to make your hair, instead of growing straight out, it's going to curl back into it, kind of creating like an ingrown hairs type of thing. So they usually just go away on its own, but if you want to speed up the process, just put some warm, like either hot water or a damp towel, but it has to be warm so you could go ahead and speed up the healing process. To avoid this, you're gonna want to go ahead and look at the way that your pube hairs are growing and shave your hair in that direction. So just shave in that direction of the way your hair is growing. So
follow the flow.
Yeah. You also gotta avoid wearing tight underwear and wear fabrics. There you go. Fabrics that are cotton and linen to keep your coochie clean, cool, and dry. So if the bumps don't go away and you do see them getting bigger, just go to your healthcare provider. And that goes for anything in this. For anything in here, there are some things that can help. But if you don't see a difference for any one of these, go to your healthcare provider. That's basically what they say at the end of all of them anyways. The next one is contact dermatitis. It comes from chemicals from products like the ones that are scented pads, tampons, bubble baths, laundry detergents, vaginal creams, and condoms. So all these things can go ahead and give you contact dermatitis.
You can't have a bubble bath?
So you can, but it's just some soaps really will get in your coochie. And that's what's like crazy to me, because like when we were little, we would have bubble baths and stuff, and we were using like fucking kids soaps. And maybe those are specific like to a girl's pH or something, so just in case your kids don't get infections. I'm not sure how that works, but there should be specific bubble baths for women, because sometimes they can be like scented or colorful and stuff like that. So just be careful with that. But you can't take bubble baths.
The bath bombs, does that fuck with y'all?
I don't know. I guess it just depends. But I used one in your mom's house when I was sick, and she made me like basically sweat everything out. I put one in there. I didn't get nothing bad in my coochie. So I don't know. I don't know exactly how that works. This is just what they're saying. Good question, but I don't know. All right. You don't really need any special products to go ahead and clean your coochie. You just need water, to be honest. There's some pills that can help you control the itching. Also unscented creams and stuff like that can help with the relief. All right. Molluscum contagiosum. Okay, this one is going to be molluscum contagiosum. I searched that up on Google. That is the correct way to say it. Look it up. Those are just pimples with a dimple in the middle. And that could go ahead and mean, fuck, I already forgot how to say it, but the word I just said. And it's caused by a virus. It can also clean up on its own within 6 to 12 months. But it can also be treated with some medication or removed by a healthcare provider. So sometimes the bumps do look like pimples, but they're actually cysts, warts, or ingrown hairs. So some of the types of stuff can be considered this. One being genital herpes. That's a STI, which is a sexually transmitted disease. It can cause pain, sores, itching, some little red bumps, some blisters, and you know, just that type of stuff. But there are medications that you do need to take to ease some of these symptoms, so make sure you contact your healthcare provider. This stays in your system, so it'll have random flare-ups, so just an FYI. But it's really easy to pass it, so you need to avoid having sex if you feel like you have symptoms, and wait till the blisters have cleared up. You don't want to pass it along, guys, because that is fucked up if you have something, or you're feeling uncomfortable down there and you're having sex with somebody, because that's just, why would you do that to somebody?
Sharing is not caring all the time.
No, and that's what they need to teach y'all at school, because sometimes I do not give a fuck. I don't want to share. And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about food. So genital warts. That's caused by your human papa. Damn, I didn't look up that word. HPV. It shows up like as a flat little lump. But it's also, it's really tiny. And it appears to go around the vulva sometimes. Like, that's where it's most common. But sometimes it's also around your anus, your cervix, or your vagina. It's just most common there in your vulva. They do often go away by themselves, but they will sometimes reappear. All right. The next type of one is a Bartholin cyst. And with the Bartholin cyst, it's a small little sac that's filled with fluid. It may feel soft and painless, but sometimes it does get bigger and it can get infected, and it'll be really uncomfortable and painful. So make sure you check with your healthcare provider if you do notice that. All right. Another one is going to be Hidradenitis suppurativa. Y'all heard that bitch say it too. I'm not going to edit that out. Why the fuck doctors make all this shit fucking weird ass words? Why? Y'all not the only ones that need to know what the fuck this means. This is also my coochie. Make these fucking words simpler. Oh, HS. What the fuck does HS mean, though? And why can't we make it something that makes sense? That's just my hot take. For the president of the United States of America, fix this shit. Thank you. I don't even know if those people have anything to do with words. They have nothing at all
to do with it, but you talk your shit. Whoever
the fuck makes a dictionary? All right. That's going to be a long-term skin condition that starts with small spots, but it can become painful and filled with liquid. So it might leak pus, y'all, or pus, and it can cause some scarring. But
she said pus.
Pus. And that'll show up near your hair follicles and your sweat glands. So it's not going to be infection, but it is an auto-inflammatory condition, which means that your immune system overreacts, causing it to, you know, get inflamed. It affects around 1 in 100 people. So you can go ahead and take medications to also help control it, such as antibiotics and vitamins and all sorts of other stuff. Surgery is sometimes an option if those medications aren't helping. So, again, talk to a healthcare provider. All right. A way to treat a pimple on your labia is going to be, most of the time they do clear up on their own. If not, you can ask your healthcare provider, or just what you can mainly do, though, is don't touch it, don't squeeze it, don't pop it, because you will spread bacteria. Just let that bad boy do its thing, unless you do need medications for any itchiness or stuff like that. And yeah, that is going to be it for what causes pimples on the vagina and vulva and how to treat them. That was a long one. That was a complicated one. But it needed to be taught, because there's so many ways that it can happen. Like they said, the type of underwear, maybe the way you're shaving, maybe, you know, who you're fucking. A lot of different things that can cause things down there. But yeah. You have anything to say?
No.
Good. All right. Okay, let's go ahead and move on now. So, we're going to break the news now. I hate to say this. There is no dream segment once again. Second episode with no dreams. All right. So, well, you know what? I went ahead and seen that some girl posted her dream to her own story. So I might just say fuck it and use her dream as a dream. I mean, it was a dream. So yeah, let me go ahead. We're going to have a dream segment, but it's not our dreams or somebody who submitted. It was just some random girl that I follow, and she posted this on her story. So fuck it. I'm going to use her as an example. So she saved the day by giving us a dream for the dream segment. Shout out to you. But before I even go ahead and get started with that, let's go ahead and talk about something else. All right. So we just watched, shout out to IE and Besties. We just watched the Lego movie again. Stephanie over there recommended it. I haven't seen it in a long time. So I was like, dude, you know what? I just seen a meme of the Batman one where he's like, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. And he'll just start like flipping himself over everywhere and stuff. So when she said that, I'm like, you know what? Those movies are fucking funny. Let me go back and watch that shit when I'm high. It was actually pretty intense. It like literally talks about how we're controlled by social media and the white man just wants to control us. But yeah, pretty deep for a movie. But speaking of, I don't know where Pharrell wants to make a Lego movie based on how he basically got to the music industry. It's going to have Snoop Dogg, Jay-Z, Gwen Stefani, Kendrick Lamar.
And no Diddy.
Oh my gosh, why would you say that? Oh well, you're not wrong though. But yeah, he's going to go ahead and make a little Lego movie on basically how he got to his fame, and it's gonna have those guys and they're gonna rap, and it looks like it'll be funny too. That's pretty cool. That's something really different.
Honestly, when I was watching the Lego movie, like, because I never watched it completely, and especially because I hate when music comes out, like, I'm not the type of person to be on that.
Everything is awesome.
Yeah, like, I'm not the person to like want to listen to it just because it's everywhere. But once we actually started watching it, like, I was just thinking, if they had to move all these little parts in front of the camera, like, every 2 seconds, like, to make the actual movie, that's crazy.
So do they really use Legos, or is this all CGI?
I don't know.
I feel like they're not actual Legos. They don't look like real Legos. I think you're tripping. You're hella tripping. They're not using real Legos right now.
They do look like real Legos.
They don't. They look fake.
No.
All right, you say what you're saying, and I'm going to look this up.
But I think it's a cool concept, like, how back in the day we had the movies, and the only way we could watch them was because they were flipping, like, pages of Mickey Mouse doing everything. And if it's really, like, to that point where it's they're making it into real little Legos moving around and shit, that's pretty funny.
All right.
And talented.
So the Lego movie is a hybrid film that uses computer generated CG in some stop action style alongside with real Lego elements and some live action. The filmmakers intentionally created a stop motion feel by separating hips and torsos for splits, building a library of facial expressions for each character. So, it's pretty much, the movie has also incorporated large-scale plastic models and real Lego sets. So, it's kind of the same. It's both. They used real Legos and used fake CGI shit. So, it's a hybrid one.
It's pretty cool, though.
Not bad. They're also making a new, do you know Wallace and Gromit?
Nope.
You don't know Wallace and Gromit, the old man with his dog? And they're like, Play-Doh type of thing? Fuck.
Nope.
Let me show you a picture. I feel like you have to know these guys.
I feel the way you asked that was a little too, like, look, oh my god.
Wallace and Gromit.
Oh.
You know them, right?
I've seen them before, yeah.
So they're making a new movie about them, and they're gonna make it the same, like, with the clay, and they're gonna move the clay. So, bruh, that's cute. Those movies are always cute to me. I'm excited for that one. You know what? I was excited for Garfield, but apparently, like, Garfield and whatever other movie came out the same week as it has been the worst fucking box ratings in forever.
Really?
Like, they both did really shitty. I don't know what other movie came out with Garfield that week, but it was Garfield and something else, and they, like, their numbers were really shitty.
I mean, I feel like Garfield wasn't really, like, too around back in the day.
I feel like people are just getting tired of them remaking the same shit over and over and over again. Garfield already has, like, 4 or 5 movies.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, not really. Like, I forgot which one it was where Garfield met his twin, like, the live-action one.
Mm-hmm.
That one was pretty funny.
Those are live actions. Like, you can't recreate those. Like,
well, no, these that's are what like saying. The
same thing again. Like, oh, Garfield hates Odie. Odie gets lost. Now they're friends. Woohoo. Like, bruh.
Well, yeah, but it's the same thing as, like, any other series of movies. Like, at a certain point, they lose what makes them funny, what makes them interesting. Yeah. Same thing with the Fast and the Furious series. Same thing with, like, the Avengers series.
Aren't they finally, like, this last one that's coming out from them, that's, like, that's it, we're done? Or am I tripping? Did they already finish it?
Families Forever.
It's going to keep on going after this next one?
I don't know.
I swear, like, if it didn't already come out, this next one that's coming out is going to be the last one. Oh, no, because they haven't shown Cardi B in it yet. So, yeah.
Well, I mean,
she's going to be in the next one.
I think it's Fast 10 was, like, the last one, but it's going to have, like, two parts to it, supposedly. So.
That's yeah. Cool.
But, like I said, to me, it's just kind of dumb. Like, I guess it's cool, the concept of these movies, like, continuing, but they have to have something interesting or base it off something, like, that it's not going to float away from it, if that makes sense.
Well, I don't know. I just feel like they need to change up the fucking storyline and stop making the same shit over and over again. It gets played out at some point.
Right.
But, yeah, that's basically what happened with the box office with Garfield, and I really forgot who else it was. I don't really see nothing that I'm excited to see out in movie theaters.
I'm ready to see that new Bad Boys. It looks pretty funny.
I seen a video where Will Smith, like, walked out with people because he watched it with people and they didn't even fucking know he was there. I mean, it is like a fucking movie theater. Nobody can see anybody in there, so.
Well, no, I know that, but I'm saying, like, damn.
And then when he walked out, he's like, I really am glad that you guys enjoyed it. And everybody was like, oh, shit.
Bruh.
Yeah. So that's pretty cute. Yeah, I don't have nothing that I'm excited for to go see right now.
I haven't seen any either. I seen the previews to the supposed new Iron Man, the one where he's back. That one actually got me excited just because I do like Tony Stark.
I am excited for Deadpool and Wolverine. So far, that's the only thing I'm excited for.
Hopefully it revives fucking Marvel.
Sheesh. Let's go ahead and move on. So, like we said, we're going to go ahead and have this dream segment, but it's neither one of our dreams or neither was it a dream that was submitted. It's just some girl that I found on Instagram. So, with this dream segment, we're going to go ahead and talk about either dreams that we've had in the past or dreams that we've had recently, or at least that's what it's supposed to be about. We also have a Google form listed down below in the bio where you yourself can go ahead and drop a dream that you've had, like we said, either before or recently. And you can go ahead and submit it there, and it'll be 100% anonymous for us to read all together on the podcast, a judgment-free zone. So, again, go down to the bio and click that Google link now. So, basically, this girl, let me start off with why this had me so fucked up. So, at work, there was this guy, and he was basically telling me how, I guess, McDonald's was caught for having fetuses. You know, human DNA in their food.
Okay.
Apparently, McDonald's had human DNA in their food. Some lady took it to a lab, found out it was true, tried to sue McDonald's, and McDonald's just basically paid off that shit. They're like, we're not going to fight nothing. We're just going to give you the money, and that's it. Shut up. So, she said that. Me and you have been saying, plus a lot of other people on social media have been saying that the food's been tasting different. It's odd. It's not bleeding. The way it's cooking, the way it tastes, the way it feels. It just doesn't seem the same no more. So, he said that. We've noticed shit. And this girl, she had a dream saying that, like, I was at a major company. It was like Pepsi or Cola or some shit. And they were explaining how they're putting all certain shit in foods. And that there's human DNA in our food. And it's just really bad that we should go organic or yada, yada, yada. So, that was her dream. And I don't know, the way I see it, our minds try to tell us shit either out of our dreams while we're awake, walking around doing shit. And like we have that thought like, you know what? I need to go get some water. Fuck this drink. That's what happens to me. But, you know, like, examples like that. Or, you know what, like, today I really feel like I need to eat an orange. Or maybe I just don't want to eat that meat today and I want to eat a salad. Like, I feel like right now a lot of us are noticing something's wrong with our food. And a lot of us are getting grossed out by it. Plus, who else? I forgot who it was, whether it was somebody at work or something, but they're all like, dude, oh, no, it was my friend's dad. He's like, dude, ni se me agarran los antojos no more. Like, I'm not craving shit no more. I don't want to go out and eat no more. I don't want to eat shit. Like, it's all so nasty to me. And this is a big dude. Like, this fool, like, he likes to eat. Like, he's a eater. So it's just like, damn, like, it seems like literally everybody and their mamas is getting grossed out by the fucking food lately.
I feel like everything is just like over fucking done now. Like, it's kind of what me and you were talking about when we first started dating. I always told her, like, stop eating chicken wings every single other weekend. Like, it makes no sense. You're gonna get grossed out sooner or later. You're not gonna like the flavors of it. And it's exactly what happened. Like, after a while, you just don't crave shit no more. It doesn't seem like appetizing.
Hey, I'll still fuck up some chicken wings if you hand them to me. I just had to relax a little bit on the Wingstop because I was getting it so fucking much. Now I'm just like, hold on. Honey, we need a break. We need some time to just have some time apart. But when we come back, we're going to come back stronger than ever.
Okay. But,
I love you still.
To me, it's just like, before, chicken wings was my favorite food. Like, you offered me chicken wings, it was fucking holy grail. Like, and now it's like, I can't name you one food that I could be like, oh my god, I fucking want it.
Pozole for me, I can say that.
But, like, it's other than, like, our traditional, like, I guess, at home foods,
right?
It's what's making everybody be like, dude, like, everything outside is just, it doesn't taste good no more.
And it doesn't also help that they're making it shittier, plus making it more expensive. Like, so now we're paying more to get shittier food? Sorry.
Well, not just that, but it's like, even like cheeseburgers, like, you have a cheeseburger from McDonald's and you can have one from home. And even the home ones, like, don't even taste like so juicy or so, like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, y'all, hold on. Hold the fuck. Hold the fucking mic. Cut the mic. Break his fingers. I don't fucking care. What are you trying to say, that my food's dry? I feel like the last time we had burgers, they were pretty juicy.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, in general, like, it's not something that it's like, oh, like, that's craveful, like, you know?
Okay.
I feel like our taste buds are just over it. I seen, like, it was a couple years ago where I seen somebody had posted, like, NASA needs to bring some shit from space because I'm tired of this food. Like, I've ate everything on this earth already. And it's kind of, like, true to the point where it's like,
it's probably it's not even just around the world. It's probably just here in America, and everybody else is thriving, eating all their healthy shit, like.
Well, I mean, you can always, like, eat healthier, sure, but at some point, like, the salads are just going to taste like normal-ass water. Like, even when we went into, like, the Chinese spot, when I ate that salad, I was like, oh, my God, like, a refreshing salad. This shit sounds bomb.
What Chinese spot?
The sushi spot.
That's Japanese.
Okay, well, tomato, tomato. But
oh my gosh.
Fucking when we ate
tomato
it, like,
tomato lettuce.
That shit was even juicy. Like, it literally made me more thirsty than the fucking sushi did, if that makes sense. Like,
right.
So I feel like just food now in general is just, I know that everybody says it's modified and it's just so we could have more with less, but it's kind of getting to the point where it's just like, he said, like, it doesn't make you want to eat.
So that is our dream segment. If you tuned in, like, it was a part of our dream, well, the girl's dream. But yeah, let us know what you guys noticed so far. Let us know if maybe your favorite food has become your most disgusted food. And sometimes it is that our taste buds do change, I think, every 7 years or something. So there is stuff that you might have liked and you just don't like it now. It could be that, but there is just something weird going on. So comment down below if you notice this. Also, speaking about food, I seen this video, just some random ass reel over on Instagram. And I did want to talk about it, though, because I didn't know this and now I feel so bad. So basically is, it's this guy. His name is Watch Your Haircut. Cool. Ryan Adams, and his page is called Watch Your Haircut, but his like little actual name right there is Ryan Adams. So Ryan went ahead and posted this video, and it said, why do you always squash each tin can before you throw it away? So basically he grabs the end of each can and just squeezes it closed. And then he went ahead and like posted pictures where it's like animals are getting their heads caught, especially cats, in the tin cans when they're like either digging through trash cans or something, trying to maybe find something to eat. And they get stuck within the tin can. So it could cut their necks. They could get stuck in there. And eat, like right now that it's hot, they could die from like heat exhaustion and stuff. So
Ollie was eating one.
Who?
Ollie.
What?
The dog. Thor's brother.
Oh, uh-huh.
He was eating the top of a tin can the other day. And I fucking had to smack it out of his mouth. And my aunt was like, what are you doing? I was like, dude, like, he's eating metal. What the fuck?
He said, my iron's low. Somebody hand me a nickel.
Okay.
But, yeah, guys. So, I just thought, I'm going to try to go ahead and insert the clip here of the video, too. So, you could see what I mean by how he's doing it, just in case you don't. So, yeah, I think, especially right now, the animals, they're going to get hot. They're going to feel the hungry, too, a little bit more. Plus, it's like, you don't know, some people do throw animals away in the trash like that. So maybe we can just look up stuff that can be more considerate to the animals, and maybe we can help them out to not get hurt. There's also something that I looked up because it is getting really hot. A lot of us, well, this podcast is Hispanic based. We're both Hispanics. But I also wanted to go ahead and share this because just in case we do have people who work in the heat, just like I do, or you work in the heat, just like you do, I went ahead and I wanted to look something up so we can go ahead and protect one another. And in case we see somebody having some hard times within the heat, we know how to help them. So this is going to be from Watson Gloves. Have you heard of them? Watson Gloves?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I just basically looked up stuff that'll help us like in the heat, and they have shout out to Watson Gloves. They have a little link on their website where it says 15 ways to beat the heat. And so we're going to just do like some quick little rundowns of them. One is, of course, staying hydrated. Two is applying sunscreen. Three is dressing light. Four, you need to take some breaks. Five, find some shade to work under. And if you can't, just make some shade. Number six, minimize UV reflection and heat from work surfaces. So it can be metal. It gets really hot. It's going to be bright and shiny. It'll reflect the UV rays. So just make sure you go ahead and at least probably toss like a cloth or something over them. Avoid alcohol and caffeine if you're working outside. So I found out that you can drink caffeine if you're going to work in the heat, so...
Bullshit, you guys. Anybody that works construction will tell you. We drink over a gallon of water, and so much water will make you literally feel like you want to throw up until you have that little bit of soda that literally calms it down. Well, it just says
keep caffeine consumption low.
Well, exactly.
An excessive amount can lead to dehydration. So...
Of course.
If you're going to like happy hour or something, just don't overdo it. And they even said if you're going to happy hour during work, like just don't overdo it.
Bruh.
Gee. Okay. They know the
construction worker life.
So eat lighter. If you eat heavier, it's going to, you know, make you feel heavier, cause you to slow down, and it could make you pass out. So just eat lighter.
Don't eat at work, you guys.
Number nine. Alternatively, go spicy. So, it might seem weird, but fire with fire actually works. So, it might be a weird one, but there is some science behind it, they say. Spicy food can help you cool down because it'll make you sweat. So, the sweat is our natural way of cooling our bodies down. Number 10, prioritizing what goes first and pacing yourself. So, don't rush through your work. Prioritize what you need to get done first and pace yourself to get it done. Number 11 is adjusting your schedule. Maybe start working a little bit earlier so you can beat the sun. Cool down your pulse points by spritzing or putting ice on them. And my cousin taught me this before because he was in football. And basically, he said you got to put ice on your wrists. But there's also some right here that say put ice or, you know, cool stuff either on your neck.
Yep.
Like we said, your wrists. Inside your elbows and your knees. The top of your feet. Inside your ankles. Inside your inner thighs. And in front of your ears. So those points, if you put some cold water, some ice right there, it'll help you cool down your body, thus lowering your body temperature. Number 13, using a damp towel. Maybe place it inside your hard hat and just keep it up in there. I did also see that there's like something that they made for the hard hats where it's like an ice pack and it fits perfectly in your hard hat. So, oh, like, yeah, it cools you down as you're working. So that was pretty cool. I think it was Milwaukee that I seen that from.
I think a lot of brands are starting to move into that.
That's pretty cool. Number 14, set up a fan. So maybe ask your boss if they can get you guys a fan. And number 15, wearing breathable gloves. And you can get those over at watsongloves.com. So, yeah. And that, I'm pretty sure that's going to help you, too, because you're not going to get sweaty from your hands and, you know, I'm pretty sure, like, if you have cuts or something on your hands, if you're doing that type of labor, that could burn your hands or something like that, too. So, get you some cool breathing gloves.
Any guy in construction knows if you've done the nasty the night before and you have scratches all down your back, that shit hurts like a motherfucker at work.
Oh, my gosh.
But if you guys do see any of these workers outside working, especially the guys that are doing insulation with, like, styrofoam. Fiberglass? No, with styrofoam, just because of the fact that on the one side it's just like tinfoil paper kind of looking, that shit reflects so much heat, you guys. It gets so hot, like I think it gets 20 degrees hotter once it bounces off of that. You could probably
put ice in your balls too.
Once it bounces off of that and it hits your body. So if you guys see them, throw them a cold water bottle or a fucking Arizona drink or some shit. Like, those guys really do need it. Even
you
roofers.
You don't even have to work outside no more. Quit your fucking job. Sign in on Roblox and go get you a job at IKEA.
I seen that the other day.
You don't even have to do outside labor no
more,
y'all.
I was going to tell my brother-in-law about this shit because it's like I was about to fucking quit my job. $14
an hour.
Sign
up?
Like,
what
hold
the
on.
Fuck?
I'll go in there and move that motherfucking couch seven times.
If you guys
times.
Haven't heard... Why is the couch on the roof?
Before real,
who broke
like
the server? You're fired.
Wherever you guys need it.
So if you guys haven't heard, Roblox has IKEA stores, and IKEA is willing to actually pay real life $14 an hour to for people to go ahead and work on their Roblox stores. They're gonna actually pay you guys for working a shift on Roblox.
So
if y'all kids start coming out with fucking ice cream money without asking you for shit, just know that the little homie got himself a hustle.
Hell no, these kids are gonna be starting to pull up to school with fucking wearing all Supreme, having their own fucking drivers and
they're
shit.
They're gonna
like,
have IKEA
on, bro,
hats and shit. Like, hey yo, look at what my boss sent me. Hey, hey.
They're
hey.
Not even gonna listen to the teacher. Like, you broke, bitch. I make more than you do.
Oh,
hit me up on IKEA,
gosh.
Stupid. But no, oh. for real. Wingstop CEO, if you're listening to this, I do not mind quitting my job and working at your Roblox store if you guys want to make it. This is the
Ooh.
new way of doing things.
I really
want to
see how that ends up going. Like, is it gonna go through? Like, what the actual fuck?
If you guys heard us on the podcast, people are getting really tired of real food. Let's go digital with this food. Hit me up, Wingstop.
I'm about to eat these bites like nothing. I'm about to put my external cord in my belly button so I have more room.
Imagine if, like, that's the shit that's going to start moving into, like, if, you know how we're going to get the chip?
Yeah.
Like, the Elon chip?
Uh-huh.
What happens if, like, your mind is going to go technically into, like, a digital world and your body is just going to be used as a vessel to, like, build this world?
All that just because of IKEA? Chill. But let us know what you guys think about that. Would you guys mind if your children work in it? Would you? I wonder if there's an age limit. I'm not sure. But what do you guys think? Would you be down to let your children do this? Would you not be down? Would you as an adult be down? We're pretty fucking down. Let us know.
I wonder if you could be a customer.
Also comment. I'm pretty sure that's why they need people to do the job. So comment down below what you guys think about this. And maybe if you've done it or you know somebody who's done it. So, yeah, comment down below. But now we're going to go into our final segment of the night, and it's what happens in Vegas. So roll those fucking clips. Viva Las Vegas. I'm going to keep on the run. I'm going to have me some fun. It cost me my very last dime. What's one secret you haven't told him yet?
I would say that I'm still healing and I haven't really recovered from what I've been through. So I guess that's a secret I haven't told him.
That's fine. And honestly, I don't even feel like it. I feel like maybe right now people might see it as like that is a secret. I don't think that should even be considered a secret. But it sucks that like we have to feel that way right now. The fireworks show. But hopefully you do go, you know, you get through that. And
yeah,
it takes a while. Healing hurts. Yeah. So that's what I'm going through right now, too. I feel like everybody realizes that healing is also hurting at the same time. Yeah. So what about one embarrassing moment that you haven't told them about yet? Whether it happened while you guys were together or maybe before you even met him. But again, you haven't told him about it yet.
That's a hard question. I would say...
What's funny for me is you're saying that's hard, but, like, some people wouldn't even be able to say, like, hey, I'm healing right now. Yeah. So it's, like, a weird little switch around.
Probably that I'm not as confident as I put myself out to be. So that's kind of embarrassing for me.
Alright. You do look good though.
Thank you.
The confidence is showing. Now you just gotta feel it. And I'm telling you right now, you look good. So
thank you.
I appreciate it. It's brave for what you just said, period. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much.
So the first question is, what is one secret you have kept from her so far?
One secret?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't really keep a lot of secrets from her.
No?
Not that I can really think of. I really don't know on that one. I'm not going to lie.
What about one embarrassing moment that you haven't told her just yet?
Embarrassing moment?
Yes, sir.
I don't know. Maybe a one time at school. I think I was just running through the hall and just fell on my face in front of everybody, I guess. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that one sucked a little bit.
Sweet, thank you.
No problem.
So first question is, what's one secret you've never told them before?
Ooh, one secret that I've never told them before. Woo! I really have to think about that. Probably like, this might go a little deep, but like, I guess it's like childhood trauma yet, because I think we're not that level yet.
Okay.
But just childhood trauma in the past, like literally when I was maybe like 10 years old type stuff.
Okay.
Just those type of serious types. All
right, that's fine. It takes a while to let those out, even to yourself.
Yeah.
Like your brain will not even want to tell yourself.
Yeah. And like me, myself in general, I'm like, I'm not the type to open up so easily. Like I'm very like, in my head, I'm like, I don't want to. I'm very conservative with my emotions, so it takes a while. But with my boyfriend, like he is the type to like be patient with me, thankfully, and like he's not gonna pressure me to say anything that I don't want to say. So
that's fair enough.
Yeah.
That's good. That's really good that you're comfortable like that with each other, especially within those topics.
Right.
All right. So what about one embarrassing moment you haven't told him about? Whether it was while you guys were together or before you guys even met, but again, he doesn't know about it.
It could be like anything.
You'd be surprised the shit that we hear. Literal people shitting themselves. Last week we had a guy that when he was little he would shit himself and not clean his pants. We had people fart while they were fucking. We've had all kinds of shit, dude. No judgment here.
Man. And this has to be like it. We don't have to be, we were in a relationship, or it can be if we were in a relationship.
Whenever.
Dang. I think it was like one time we like went to a trip, but we're in the same bus.
Okay.
I it was like we were at a, I think it was like a zoo, and I don't know, my dumbass decided to stick my head up the window. Thankfully he was like in the bus behind behind mine, but I stuck my head out the window to like just see out. I don't know why I did it, because I remember the bus driver was like, don't stick your head out because it's so like, small. Yes, I was like, fuck, I'm still gonna, I want to see the animal.
Okay.
And I was and I tried like putting my head back in, and I was literally stuck for a good like 20 minutes.
Oh yeah, because the bus is only open a certain amount.
Exactly.
Huh?
And like they had to stop the bus because of
you
that
didn't
incident.
Fucking listen.
Exactly.
Right, because you didn't listen.
And like I remember like people trying to pull me out from behind. Like I don't even know how many people were behind me, like trying to pull me out, but like they were trying to pull me out. I'm like, I was just there, like I was starting to cry and shit. But then I remember when I afterwards, like after like 20 minutes of them trying to pull me out, I finally got out.
Damn.
And I checked my phone, he's like, he doesn't know what happened in the front, in the front bus. I was like, someone shit their pants in the bus. Because I don't know how he didn't see like a head anywhere in the front bus. But that was, we were dating then, but I didn't want to say it.
Damn, okay, fair enough, fair enough. It's better than the shitting. Yeah. So I appreciate it, thank you.
So the first question is, what is one secret that you have kept from her so far?
Ooh.
Oh. And she won't know your answers, you won't know hers, and they won't know who you are.
One was, I got her her necklace for this one, like, it was just this one event, but I stole it from Disney when I was at Disney.
Oh,
but
shit.
I never said that, I said I bought it. Yeah.
I don't blame you, I would have done the same thing.
I was like, they're a corporation, they got money.
Right, they have it. What is one embarrassing moment you haven't told her yet?
Ooh. It was something light, but it was something like, I forget where we were going. I think we were going to like a food spot, but I just didn't want to admit that I was lost. So I was like, no, I know where we're going. And we drove for like a good 10 minutes extra, I want to
say.
Oh, shit. But it's all good.
As long as you guys made it.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Viva! Viva! Las Vegas!
All right. So those were our clips from our couples from What Happens in Vegas, the segment where we go around in Vegas asking couples, what's one secret you've never told your partner before, or one juicy, embarrassing moment? And then we're going to talk about it now. With our first couple, the boyfriend didn't have a secret for us, but his embarrassing moment was that he fell at school and everybody seen. Have you ever ate shit at school and people saw you eat shit?
Not anybody seen me, but I have ate shit at school. And you know how, like, when you fall on a rug, it gives you that rug burn? I had it on my knee for like a while, and dude, them bitches hurt.
Did you fall in class or something, or like
outside? No, it was
what?
Like after school. My aunt had went to like a parent teacher conference with her daughter's teacher, and me and her were just messing around. And I like went to go catch up to her. So as I'm running, like I don't know how, but I tripped.
Oh, was carpets in the hallways?
Yeah, and like my whole kneecap kind of like got shredded.
Mm-mm-mm.
And then once it started healing, like, at her house, I tried to jump over, like, it was literally a small fucking toy. I could jump over this shit. And when I went to go jump over it, I fucking hit it, and I slid on her actual concrete that has, like, little bumps, and it reopened my cut, and now it's a fucking scar.
All right. So, people seen him. That was his embarrassing moment. For his girlfriend, her secret is that she's healing right now, and, I guess she doesn't want to let him know that she's healing, which is completely fine. A lot of people heal in their own ways. So hopefully he just respects her space and doesn't press any issues on why she's acting this way or why she's withholding stuff. Because, I mean, healing hurts like a bitch. Everybody's like, healing is beautiful. Healing is bright. You're going to feel good. No, healing feels like fucking shit.
I think that's why.
It's reliving it all and you're fucking crying and then you get over it.
I think that's why it's beautiful.
In different ways.
Because of the fact that you have to go through that hard-ass patch. And at the end of it, you come out all fucking, like, kind of like work. Like, you come out all fucking sore and shit. You don't want to think about it.
It's kind of like that gym feeling where, like, it fucking is hard to be there. But once you're out, you're like, I'm good now.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's nice to go through it.
Her embarrassing moment was that she plays as if she were confident, but she's really not. And it's embarrassing for her. She was a young kid, but her mentality was definitely there, and it was good. I get how that's embarrassing. Relatable. Really relatable. So she's brave enough to say that shit to somebody she doesn't know to their fucking face. So just alongside with everybody who's done this segment with us and who will do it with us in the future, you bitches are brave. But she definitely was looking good, and so she just really needs to notice that she is doing good with herself. For our second couple.
Notice yourself, kings and queens.
Okay, the homie stole a necklace from Disneyland because he said they're a corporation. They're not going to miss nothing.
He said
and he
Mickey
stole
Mouse.
Her a necklace.
He said for Mickey his girl. Mouse is a snitch anyways. I'm taking this shit.
So shout out to him for stealing a Disneyland necklace for his girlfriend. That is a true gentleman right there. And now I feel like you have certain standards to reach.
I'll steal Cinderella's fucking crown off her head, baby. Don't even tempt me.
You know what, bitch? Give me the missing shoe.
I'm gonna put my hair down and be like, square up. We two females right now. You can't
like
see past
this. Like that
one
video where the girl pushes the guy and he's like, well, guess what? I identify as a woman. And he pulls the wig out the closet. Oh, that video gets me every time. That guy's funny. All right, his embarrassing moment was that he got lost and lied about it. I feel like we've all been there. I've done that one or twice when we're having an argument and I'm driving and I'm acting like I know where I'm going, but I'm really not.
I, for the most part, know where I'm going, but I just hear her in the background. You don't know where we're going? The GPS doesn't say this one. I'm like, bro, it's just shorter going this way.
So for the girlfriend, her secret was that she's going through her childhood trauma right now, trying to like the other girl heal through it. Well, she just basically said she didn't tell him anything about childhood trauma, which is not that bad. And it's crazy to me the fact that this was a young ass couple too, and like that's a topic within their relationship. Like, oh, 444 guys, holy shit, another angel number for this episode. This is gonna be a good fucking season. So 444, we had 333, now we're at 444.
And your birthday was on 6/6, and this is your 60th episode.
That's 3/6. Oh my gosh, guys.
We on demon time too.
So, it's pretty wild that these are topics within their relationships. So maybe these next relationships with this younger generation are going to be more mature and more calm and more understanding than what we grew up in.
I mean, I feel like...
And I love it. I'm here for it.
I feel like what me and you have been talking about, even on the podcast and shit, like how these generations are switching and shit, you guys have to really understand, like, from our parents' generation down to if you have older siblings.
Yeah, I don't even think they themselves have gone through their own traumas, let alone with each other.
Not that, but it's just the fact that it's like they don't go through their traumas and they don't really know how to speak on their feelings. And you get to our generation and it's like a real split in the middle because there's people
we
that are easier to.
We want them to notice our feelings. We want them to understand it. But they're stuck on the old ways and us. We're going into a new way. We're like, hey, we need to talk about this and we need to express it now.
Not necessarily. I think like from our generation, it's more like we acknowledge our own feelings, but we still put that perspective of we don't have feelings. And this next generation is really into, like, letting that shit
know. No, I
have
my feelings, and I'm going to let you know what they are.
No. But that's what I'm saying. Like, for you, you're going to put that perspective of you're mad, though. You're not going to let somebody see when you're sad.
No.
Right?
I'm not saying that. I was just kidding. Relax.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's our mentality to where these kids are just like, you know what? Like, this is really what I'm going through. I'm going through some shit that's hard, and this is my feel.
So, for her embarrassing moment... Wait, we are on him?
Her?
So she got her... Oh, she got her head stuck in the window on a bus. This is our first, like, secret or embarrassing moment where I'm like, this seems like a fake story.
I feel like it wasn't fake, the fact that she got it stuck in there. I feel like the fact that she told him, oh, somebody shit themselves in the bus.
Yeah.
That part was fake because it's like... How the fuck did he clean himself up? Why is he still wearing the same pants?
Yeah, I feel like, maybe the ending was fake, but her getting her head stuck was probably real. Those buses, do they stay open at that certain point, or do you can close it and open it?
You know, I don't understand, like, what bus she was talking about.
I know there's the school bus windows open, but they only open, like, to a certain
halfway.
Point.
Halfway.
Yeah.
But even then, it's like... My big ass fucking head can fit through there and get back in. Like, how could you not?
Mm.
You know, like, honestly,
maybe from, her hair or something.
Well, like me living
or some shit.
Me living on a ranch and shit. Like I seen these cows put their heads like through metal pipe. That like they could barely put their head, including their horns, through. And when we have to go out there and like try to push their heads back through it, it's like impossible because you don't know how the fuck these animals do it. Like, and it's, I don't know, like, it's just crazy.
Can't
to
even
me.
Push the other way through. How are you gonna get your fat ass through that gate?
Like, I
there
feel
was
like
this one where a little boy got his head stuck in the railings and they were like there for hours trying to figure it out. And he just like hopped himself through the other way. He's like, wait, I got an idea. And he just like pushes the rest of his body through it.
Bruh.
And his parents like, bruh, like seriously, what the fuck?
But I feel like that's like some shit that is pretty funny. Like cats, as long as they could put their head through something, they could put their body through it.
Yeah, they're like octopuses.
You know
way.
What I'm saying? Like there's animals that is like, dude, that's pretty cool.
So that was our segment, What Happens in Vegas. And we're going to go ahead and wrap it up here now. Do you have anything you would like to drop or say before we end off this episode? We are going a little past our time limit, so.
I'm finna drop the mic. You guys have a great summer. I know it's summertime for a lot of you kids. If it is,
cool.
Have fucking fun. Go to them parties. Live it up. You guys
be
are
safe.
Only young ones, so.
Don't do drugs.
Unless you invite me. Unless you invite me. If you guys invite me, I'll let you guys get drunk, but I'll keep you safe.
This. Okay,
I'll
we're keep just y'all kidding. Safe. He's illegal. I'm about to deport him anyways because this is not good.
Don't say this, but she's saying worse.
You're not illegal. You're just like 50% legal.
But
so
that's it.
Other than that, are you good?
Yeah.
All right. If you're on YouTube, make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, ring that bell so you get notified. If you're on Spotify or Apple, please make sure you drop a 5-star review, leave a little comment within that review. If you're on any other platform, because we're on all the platforms, again, make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and put on the notification bell. Other than that, go down to the Google form where you can go ahead and find all our social media handles anywhere where we're playing. And we also have that Google form down there so you can go ahead and drop a dream, ask for advice, or drop a little confession of your own. All for an anonymous submission. Anonymous. So nobody will know who wrote it. I won't even know. He won't even know. Just you will know that you did it.
Anonymous always knows.
Instagram also has everything that you're going to look for within links, content, you know, all that good stuff. It's going to be scene.vergüenza_pod. scene.vergüenza_pod. And we also have our TikTok as well. And our TikTok is going to be a little different. Our TikTok is going to be scene.vergüenza2As_. scene.vergüenza2As_. I'm your host, Ale. This is Mr. Anonymous. I hope you guys stay cool this summer, and we'll see you on the next one. So, peace out and stay safe. No tienes vergüenza, mami. Baby, quiero ser el río de tu Tokio. Chingamos en la